This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Britain's Princess Kate reveals she's completed chemotherapy treatment for cancer.
My path to healing and full recovery is long, and I must continue to take each day as it comes. I am, however, looking forward to being back at work and undertaking a few more public engagements in the coming months when I can.
CBS's Raimi Innocencio in London says the news is in a three-minute video statement released by the palace.
It was taken last month in August, we're told. And this is the palace's attempt to show the family together, peaceful, calm, after the past 9 months of what the princess herself said was a journey, a complex journey, a scary journey.
Kate did not specify the kind of cancer she was treated for. A day before her big debate showdown with Donald Trump, Vice President Kamala Harris took to the radio in the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.
He plays from this really old and tired playbook, right, where there's no floor for him in terms of how low he will go. And we should be prepared for that. We should be prepared for the fact that he is not burdened by telling the truth.
Well, CBS's Libby Cathy is covering the Trump campaign, where having the mic off while the other candidate responds in the debate is a key element.
They don't want it to seem like Trump is mansplaining to Kamala Harris. So they won that argument to have, you know, the mics off, muted when it's not their turn to speak, that they're hoping helps Trump because they want him to be controlled.
Well, now to an explosive wildfire in Southern California, east of L.A., that's growing fast. CBS's Ben Tracy says thousands of people have fled their homes.
Roads are still closed in and out of the mountain towns here in the San Bernardino National Forest as firefighters have been battling this blaze overnight. Three firefighters have been injured. More than 36,000 structures are threatened. And this fire is 0% contained.
A judge has agreed to move the trial of the man charged in the stabbing deaths of four University of Idaho students to a different city. The courthouse in Moscow, Idaho, is less than a mile from campus. CBS's Jim Krasula has the latest now on a Kentucky manhunt.
More than a dozen school districts have canceled classes across a wide area of southeastern Kentucky as a grueling search stretched into a third day for a gunman who opened fire on an interstate highway and wounded five people over the weekend. Classes were also canceled at three regional college campuses.
Tropical storm Francine has formed in the Gulf of Mexico. It's expected to strengthen to a hurricane by midweek. Wall Street. Right now, the Dow is up 632 points. The S&P is up 74. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A manhunt is underway in Kenosha for the person suspected of shooting and killing a pregnant woman Friday. 25-year-old Lawrence Franklin is 5'3", 105 pounds, and accused of shooting the 22-year-old soon-to-be mother Friday afternoon. His image is on the Kenosha Police social media pages. The Racine Unified School Board will vote on raises for subs later today. Long-term substitute teachers could potentially earn just more than $29 an hour. The city of Racine has approved a $150,000 grant to install two new harm reduction vending machines. They'll be put in at the public library in the Bryant Community Center. No criminal charges will be filed against officers involved in the July 10th shooting of Jesse Pratt at Cliffside Park. Pratt had admitted to killing his mother and reached for his weapon despite officer commands. And Starbucks is proposing to convert a former North Shore bank in Kenosha into a new cafe. A final review of the plan in the Southport Plaza is expected at a plan commission meeting next week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers get set to head west. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. After dropping two of three games to the Rockies and having won just twice in the past seven games, manager Pat Murphy said that the team is going through some growing pains.
They could be tired. They could be feeling it. They can be trying not to. You know, they can be trying too hard. You know, a lot of young players still in there. We had three, four, again, five. Most of our lineup are basically first-year guys.
Milwaukee will set out on a six-game road trip out west beginning tomorrow in San Francisco. They'll play Arizona this weekend. The Brewers are still 9 games up in the NL Central with 19 games to play. On Sunday, it'll be the Green Bay Packers taking on the Indianapolis Colts as each team seeks its first victory. For the Packers, they will be without Jordan Love, who is expected to miss at least 3 weeks with an MCL sprain. Malik Willis, who the Packers traded for in the preseason, will start this week's game. The Athletic reports that Green Bay has reached out to free agent quarterback Ryan Tannehill as well. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the low 80s this afternoon. The wind out of the west at around 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, upper 50s to near 60. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Once again, high in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 76.
It's time for Paul Harvey's The Rest of the Story right here on WRJN. And to learn how your business can be a sponsor of one of the most popular shows ever to air on WRJN, call us during business hours at 262-634-3311. You could be one of four category exclusive businesses to sponsor Paul Harvey's The Rest of the Story. And
now, The Rest of the Story. Ever since he could remember, Frank loved cars. When he was old enough to ask for toys, he asked for toy cars. When he was old enough to draw pictures, he drew pictures of cars. And then Frank turned 10. His father made a momentous announcement to the family. They were going to buy a new car. There was a showroom in Brooklyn where they could see the latest model. Only a short drive from their home in Queens. They would go that very afternoon. Well, Frank could hardly contain himself. He'd not even been born when his parents had bought the car they now owned. So this was to be a brand new experience in young Frank's life. And most important of all, a shiny new car. Well, Frank was sitting up front with his father as they drove to the auto showroom. "Can we take it home today?" the boy asked eagerly. No, his father said, this was not just a new car. This was a new make. An entirely new type of car. It had never been seen before anywhere. They'd have to make a down payment, place an order, and then when their new car rolled off the production line, it would be delivered to them. Of course, said his father, they would have to see the demonstrator model at the showroom first. They'd have to test drive it, and having done so, maybe they wouldn't even like the car after all. Well, they liked it. You bet they did. The demonstrator model was not just a car. It was a magic mobile, the most beautiful piece of sculpted machinery that Frank and his daddy had ever seen. Yes, they got to ride in it, and yes, it was like soaring on a cloud. "Can we take it home with us, Dad?" Well, his father needed no such encouragement. He had deposited $250 on the car, but the salesman said delivery would take a month or two. The family would even receive a 3-piece matching set of luggage free with their purchase. So Frank and his father went home, and thus began weeks of new car conversation and eager anticipation. His father believed so strongly in this new make of automobile that he personally invested in the company a sizable portion of his life savings. Stock was selling for $5 a share, so his father bought $10,000 worth. He even urged other family members and friends to do the same. No way could they lose on this investment, he told them. The car was just too good to fail, too attractively designed, too mechanically superior, too advanced conceptually to be anything but a success in the American marketplace. Well, he was wrong. Turned out his father was wrong, not about the new car's superiority, but about its chances in a marketplace already monopolized by Detroit. At least that's the explanation most folks give for the failure of the car called the Tucker. You see, only a handful of Tuckers, 60 or so, were ever actually produced. Frank's father did not get one of them. He lost the car and his $250 deposit and his $10,000 investment, even his 3-piece set of matching luggage. But Frank never forgot the shiny new chassis on the showroom floor. He vowed that someday he would own a Tucker, as his father had intended. That was 4 decades ago. And over the years since, Frank has fulfilled his dream. But one step better, he has told the Tucker story in a motion picture. And you're going to be seeing that movie this summer. And you may hear that its director, Frank Francis Coppola, had a special interest in his subject. And that is so. When you see the movie, if on the screen you notice what looks like real company stock certificates, they probably are. Francis Coppola's father, Carmine, gave his son $10,000 worth as a memento. So 4 decades later, that stock really is worth something after all. And now you know the rest of the story.
From Radio Park to Ives Groves, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring.
Local news and timeless hits right here on WRJN and the Brewers. For the next few weeks at least, the Brewers going to be in San Francisco tomorrow night, 8:10. It's the game. You can listen live here, 1400 AM on WRJN, 99 too.
People say I'm the life of the party 'cause I tell a joke or two. Yeah, look a little bit closer and it's easy to
music. You know what I mean. I know you've heard that the woman will soon take advantage of you. Let me tell you, my friend, I just ain't what it do. You ought to treat like the lady. The best you can do. You gotta treat her like a lady. She's giving to you all the hook and sink. You know what I mean. Oh, you got to love her. But most of all, you got to be the. You got to hold her, hold her, and want her, and make her feel you'll always need her. You know a woman is sentimental and so easy to upset her. So make her feel that she's real, yeah, and she'll give you happiness. Whoa, strange as it seems. My friend, there you have it. I said it's the easy, simple way. If you fail to do this, don't blame her if she looks my way. Cause I'm gonna treat her like a lady. So affectionately, I'm gonna treat her like a lady. She's giving me all the look and see. You know what I mean. Oh, you gotta treat her like a lady.
Local news and timeless hits right here at WRJN. When I was talking about the Brewer game, you can also listen live 99.9 Racine, 98.1 Kenosha as well. And the game starts at 8:10. You can listen to the pregame show before that, about 30 minutes before that. That was Cornelius Brothers and Sister Rose. That was a huge hit in the summer of 1971. Treat her like a lady. We've got the Jackson 5 coming. Sam Cooke, classic. Sam Cooke, Chain Gang Music. That's just minutes away here on WRJN.
Attention RV enthusiasts. The end of summer RV liquidation sale at Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturt event means prices are the lowest ever. More than 150 new motorhomes and campers, class A, B, C, toy haulers, bunkhouses, fifth wheels, travel trailers, teardrops, and more. There's something for everyone. Trades welcome, no reasonable offer refused. Lowest prices in the country on in-stock inventory. Your journey awaits. Call 262-898-2610 or visit ProsserRV.com.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Your Little Brewers fans who the real pests are. Safeway Pest Management keeps your home clear of creepy crawlies so your family can focus on cheering on the crew. With over 65 years of family-owned service, they're Wisconsin through and through. So call 262-679-4422 now for a free quote and get back to those bleachers bug-free. And remember, it's Brewers and Safeway Pest Management for the win.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Get
Game time. Is your home's defense ready for the fall season? Gutter helmets from Hardy and Jensen provide a winning season of protection. This solid defensive line keeps leaves, twigs, and debris out. No more risky climbs up a ladder. Keep your loved ones safe. No gimmicks, no ladders, no more gutter cleaning. Visit the showroom on Highway 20 in Racine, just west of Green Bay Road. With the pros at Hardy and Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy and Jensen, that's where you go.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Hubert. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Saying
WRJN. Tell a friend. Tell lots of friends. Why don't you listen to our radio station? You know, request, you can always give me a call too, or yeah, call. Should I give you my phone number? I might if nobody calls. Alrighty, it's Jackson 5, and I want you back.
I had you to myself. I didn't want you around. Those
leaves hanging down and the grass on the ground smelling sweet. Move up the road to the outside of town and the sound of that good gospel beat. Sits a ragged tent. Still, and when you'd almost bet you could hear yourself sweat, he walks in. Eyes black as coal, and when he lifts his face, every ear in the place is on him. Starting soft and slow. Take my hand in yours, walk with me this day. In my heart I know I will never stray.
Just like that. WRJN, Neil Diamond, Brother Love's Traveling Show. A little bit of gospel music in there, but just playing the song reminded me of another song that had a real gospel-type flavor to it, because that's not really what Neil Diamond would do. But that tune and another tune called Walk on Water is from his Moods album at the time. It came out in 72. You know, I should play that sometime. Really interesting tune. It was big, and then it just appeared, and you never, ever hear it on the radio anymore, which would be the exact reason I would put it on the radio. So right now, we're going to check in with the WRJ at Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Walz returns to Wisconsin this week. Walz is making stops in Wausau and Superior at the end of the week. Walz spoke at Milwaukee's Labor Fest on Labor Day. Two new polls show Kamala Harris leading Donald Trump in Wisconsin. Trump tells a Wisconsin rally he'd eliminate the U.S. Department of Education if elected. That's one of the key provisions of the Project 2025 conservative blueprint. He says he also wants to give the entire federal government a once-over.
I will create a government efficiency commission to conduct a complete financial and performance audit for the entire federal government.
The Government Accountability Office already has oversight responsibilities. About 7,000 supporters came to see Trump in Mosin East Saturday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Kenosha police have confirmed the identity of the pregnant woman found shot dead Friday. 22-year-old Amaya Prather was due to give birth in 3 weeks. She was discovered inside of a vehicle near 13th Avenue and 65th Street Friday afternoon. A manhunt is underway for a suspect named Lawrence Franklin Jr. Kenosha police have his image online. He's described as armed and dangerous. Pay for subs is a topic for Racine Unified leaders tonight. The Racine Unified School Board will vote on increased pay rates for substitute staff during a meeting later. Long-term subs could potentially earn more than $29 an hour. More vending machines are coming to Racine. These are the ones with Narcan and drug testing kits, not candy. The city of Racine has okayed a $150,000 grant to install two new harm reduction vending machines to be located at the Racine Public Library in the Bryant Community Center. A similar machine was installed at the Transit Center in late 2023. There are several others spread across Kenosha County. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the low 80s this afternoon. The wind out of the west at around 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, upper 50s to near 60. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Once again, high in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 76.
years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits like, well, actually, my favorite from Tula Clark. You know, remember when it was a big deal to go downtown?
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights are much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. No finer place for sure. Don't hang around and let your problems surround you. There are movie shows downtown. Maybe you know some little places to go to where they never close downtown. Just listen to the rhythm of a gentle bossa nova. You'll be dancing with them too before the night is over. Happy again. The lights are much brighter. Waiting for you tonight, downtown, you're gonna be all right.
On WRJN, local news, timeless hits, and of course, the Brewers. And our last week of a summer contest involving the Brewers. And this time it's for four club level tickets. See the Brewers take on the Arizona Diamondbacks. That's going to be next Saturday, September 21st. So you can enter every day, but you're down to Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of this week. But still, that's five times. So see the Brewers take on the Arizona Diamondbacks. Just visit WRJN.com. Click on the Big Deals tab. When that pop-up comes up, just follow the simple pop-up instructions. No purchase necessary, but do check out our WRJN Big Deals. That's where I go shopping for food. I just, we got 30% off, and then a couple times a week, 50% off. So check it out. No purchase necessary, though. Sweepstakes ends this Friday, September 13th. WRJN, your home for local news, timeless hits, and Brewers baseball.
Is your backyard feeling a little blah? Let Runnings in Burlington help create your personal oasis. Everything you need to add comfort and style to your home. Top-notch grills for family barbecues, cozy patio furniture perfect for unwinding, high-quality mowers and tools to keep your space looking sharp. And for your pets, we have everything to keep them happy and healthy. Visit Runnings in Burlington today on Milwaukee Avenue and let them enhance your home and outdoor life. Runnings, your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Come out and visit Time and Again Music. We have a huge selection of vinyl, over 10,000 titles in stock. We carry CDs, some cassettes, bargain section, buy one, get one free, and a little of this and a little of that. Splendid time is guaranteed for all. 9602 Durand Avenue in Sturtevant, a little village of Sturtevant, Highway 11. It's a block west of the Antique School Mall. Sometimes people know that a little bit better. I always tell folks, if I suggest something to you, you take it home and you hate it, bring it back.
Hey, happy birthday, Ray. The owner of Time and Again Music Store just turned 64 years young.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a quick money-saving tip on some car maintenance that almost anybody can do. When I take my car in for routine service, they want to charge me for changing my car's cabin air filter. It costs maybe $50 plus parts, sometimes even more. But this one is pretty easy to do yourself in most cases. Just search YouTube for the make and model of your car and the words cabin air filter. There's videos that'll walk you through changing it. In a lot of cars, the cabin air filter is behind the glove box, so you don't even have to go under the hood. It takes no tools and 5 minutes to change it, even if you go slow. They cost about $30 or less on Amazon or at some local auto parts store. I think it's worth a shot to save $50 or more. And look, if everything goes sideways somehow, this won't hurt or stop your car from running if you have to go for help. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west, northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898. But 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. WRJN News is brought to you by Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant. Voted Wisconsin's best in 2023 and 24. Lowest prices ever right now. ProssersRV.com.
WRJN. You have a great afternoon. Kurt Molman is next. Also, Stuart J. Waddles with local news, CBS National News, and sports. See you tomorrow. Here's the Four Tops.
local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Give it.